12F. Listen to three friends from different cultures discussing what went wrong on a first date. Naledi comes from Botswana. Mira is from Canada. And Suvi is from Finland. Answer the questions in English.
Dating across cultures.
So, Naledi, how was your date last night? Tell all.
Disaster! I'm telling you, complete and utter disaster.
Oh, no, no.
Oh,
what happened?
What do you mean? I thought Leo was a nice guy.
Well, as we agreed, I took the bus in and met him at this bistro near the club. I was a little late because I met Melissa and...
A little late? I know you. How late is a little late?
Oh, you know, maybe 45 minutes or so. So anyway, as I was saying, I met Melissa. We were chatting about this and that, so I got to the bistro a little late. Leo was outside, waiting, walking up and down, up and down. I could see he was really annoyed. I don't know why. I mean, it was only 45 minutes and
I... Wait a minute. You let him wait for 45 minutes? That's very rude, Naledi. No wonder poor old Leo was annoyed.
Rude? What do you mean, rude? You've got to let the boy wait a bit, you know. You don't want to look too eager.
What? Ah, that's just... I still think it's impolite to be late. For anything. What do you think, Mira?
Well, I think it's a bit rude that he didn't come and pick you up at home. My parents would never allow me to go out on my own to meet up with some guy they don't know. They're very strict, my parents. I mean, not as strict as some Nepali parents can be, but still pretty strict.
Oh, really?
Oh, right.
Well, that's a bit different in your culture, I guess.
So, anyway, off we went to the club. Stood in line, I'm chatting away, trying to lighten the mood, you know? And then we get to the entrance. He pays and goes in, and waits for me to pay for myself. Can you believe this guy? What kind of person asks you on a date and you have to pay for yourself?
You've got to be joking.
What?
That's terrible.
You expected poor old Leo to pay for you? Why? You're both students. You have just as much money as he has. Why should he pay for you?
Well, Suvi, I'm sorry, but I think that's just not on. Expecting a girl to pay for herself. You agree with me, right, Mira?
I don't know. If it's the first date, I guess I would expect the guy to pay for me too. I mean, he asked me out after all. But if you've been dating for a long time, then I think it's okay to share.
So, what was the club like?
Great. It was heaving with people. The DJ was cool, nice vibe. You guys should go. Leo can really move.
And?
Well, that was a bit strange, too. I wanted to ask you about this, Suvi. In your country, do you kiss on the first date? I mean, is it normal?
Well, I guess it depends on the person. But I wouldn't say it's unusual, no. Why? Did you kiss Leo?
In my culture, kissing on a first date is a big no-no.
Even if you like him?
Yeah, maybe especially if you like him.
But why can't you kiss on the first date?
Well, again, you don't want to look too keen. Maybe the boy will think you are not a respectable girl.
Oh, for goodness sake, Naledi. Times have changed, you know? It's just a kiss.
So, what are you saying, Suvi? Kissing here and kissing there, it is okay?
Well, if you put it like that,
Oh, it's him! It's Leo! Okay, girls, some privacy, yeah?
Meanwhile, somewhere on campus, Leo meets his friend Tom.
Hey, Tom! Over here!
Leo, my man. Did you watch the match last night?
Nope. Had a date with Naledi.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And?
It was okay. Who won?
Sweden. And?
And what? Oh, you mean Naledi. Great.
So, you gonna call her? Or what?
Yeah, okay. No time like the present.